This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. An international AIDS conference is renewing an old debate about how to prevent the spread of HIV. One side argues for the use of condoms to slow the spread of sexually transmitted disease. The other side calls for abstinence outside of committed relationships. But there may be a third option. NPR's Richard Knox has been following the discussions at the International AIDS Conference in Bangkok.
Condoms worked in the 1990s to curb Thailand's burgeoning AIDS epidemic, and condoms are still everywhere here this week. You get one when you get off a plane, at the toll booth on your way into Bangkok, and in a restaurant when you pay your bill. It's a good bet that most of the 17,000 people attending this biggest ever AIDS conference agree with Stephen Sindling of the International Planned Parenthood Federation.
The male latex condom is the single most efficient available technology to reduce the sexual transmission of HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. Condoms will remain the key preventive tool for many, many years to come.
But the dissenting view is getting more than usual attention this year. The president of Uganda warned against the condomization of society, and a young Ugandan man provided personal testimony on sexual abstinence.
I'm Simon Peter Nabba. I come from Uganda, and from Uganda we have people that are abstaining. I am abstaining.
3 years ago, Onaba was having sex, but he didn't like it with a condom. And one day he woke up to the risk of having sex without one.
The truth is, I am a sexual being, but I recognize that HIV/AIDS is a killer, that it kills people. I believe that the decision that a young person should make and should be guided to make is a decision to keep their life.
Anaba says there's been too much emphasis on condoms and not enough on self-control.
You've not told us to wait because you do not believe we can wait. I'm here to say to you that we can wait. I have. There are people in Uganda I know that are waiting. There are many. I'd like to invite you to Uganda to come and see because abstinence really works.
Anaba got a challenge from the audience in the packed conference hall. Geeta Raghupta is with the International Center for Research on Women.
I understand that you had a choice to abstain, and you had full information so that you could make that choice. I would like you to now put yourself in the shoes of a young woman your age who often does not have that choice to abstain, even though she would like to, nor to use a condom, even though she might want to. And then tell me, what would you offer her as choices?
Condoms aren't a real choice for tens of millions of women worried that their men might give them HIV. For a woman even to suggest that her partner use a condom invites suspicion of her, or worse. So some researchers are working feverishly to provide women with another option, one they can control. It's called a microbicide. Sarah Whitehead oversees microbicide research for a collaboration between Thailand and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
A microbicide is like a spermicide, where a spermicide is there to kill sperm or prevent pregnancy. A microbicide is there to prevent HIV.
Scientists say an effective AIDS vaccine is many years away. That's making microbicide research more urgent. But if it sounds simple to develop a gel that kills HIV, it isn't. One previous version was so irritating it actually increased the risk of HIV infection. Whitehead says a good microbicide must be safe, effective, and cheap.
If you think about it, this product needs to be used when people have sex. It needs to be as cheap and available as condoms are.
That's a tall order, but Ampai Dokte is hoping researchers can do it. She owns a small dressmaking shop in the northern Thai town of Chiang Rai. She sews dresses out of bright colored Thai silk, and she chairs a community advisory panel overseeing microbicide research projects. Ampai says women would be ecstatic to buy protection against HIV at their local pharmacy.
Oh, it's a big plus for women. It will be very beneficial because condoms cannot prevent AIDS. If we suspect that our husband are straying, then we have another choice, we have another option. We can use microbicides whenever we want to. We will have control. We won't get HIV infection from our husband anymore.
Researchers are about to launch large-scale studies on five different microbicides. The earliest results are expected in about 3 years. Richard Knox, NPR News, Bangkok.
And you can find resources on the AIDS conference at npr.org.